This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Surely this is the signature sound of Flagstaff, Arizona. The Santa Fe Railroad runs right through the city, and on this downtown street, there's a railroad crossing, so the train whistles echo through the day and the night. Day-to-Day's Noah Adams found a quiet moment, not far from the tracks, for the last of his traveling west road trip stories. We call the series, Hey, How Many Miles Do You Got On That Thing?
Sunday morning in Flagstaff, Arizona, outside a coffee shop and a laundromat there, and I heard, it was quiet, I heard this lovely old motor sound coming down the street, and you think, that's got to be a great vehicle. Look up and see this beautiful, it's sort of a panel truck, sort of a station wagon sort of thing. It's huge, and it's desert faded green.
So how many miles you got on that thing?
125,000 miles total.
Tell me what it is.
Okay, it's a 1960 Chevy Apache K10 4x4, stock, original, with a 283 V8 and a Rochester single barrel carburetor. I'm the third owner.
So this is what an SUV is supposed to be?
I would think so. Yeah, when I'm finished with it, it's going to make an SUV look like a Tonka toy. It is, and everything's all original, and all I've done to it, to kind of show you the engine, you can see it's still rusty. It's got the oil bath air cleaner, and all I've done is rebuild the carburetor and the master cylinder, and I've already put it through its paces. I just took this all the way to the tip of the Yucatan, and they loved it down there. They loved it. In fact, the military police stopped me not to check out me, but to check out my truck.
Man, that guy knows the thing like the pedigree of a racehorse.
Yeah. On the front bumper is a factory-installed winch. I've never seen that before. And remember the old vehicles you could kind of stand up in the engine compartment to work? I don't think they have
right.
Room. It has a choke. And especially about this one, if you wanted to haul some lumber, you could drive it with the tailgate open, and it's got a real special feature right there on the back tailgate.
And the way this works is when the tailgate goes down, the license plate flips out so that you're legal. So you can carry things, you know, and you're still legal.
Right.
And it's huge inside. It is absolutely huge inside.
Whoa.
But everything's in here is still the way it was when it was made.
Wow.
Noah, who is this guy?
His name is Blair Wood. Ask him, he told me. Tall, outdoor sort of guy, lives there in Flagstaff. He was drying his laundry in the laundromat there. He bought this Chevy Apache from somebody up in Provo, Utah, who had special ordered it. He bought it sight unseen. He made monthly payments right to the owner, sending the guy money every month for a total, grand total of $5,500.
Well, so what is Blair Wood doing there in Flagstaff?
I noticed on the back of the vehicle this sticker, this decal that said Northern Arizona University. So I was pretty sure I had him figured out.
I picked you for a retired geology professor.
And everybody always misjudges. No, I'm actually an old Fred Astaire ballroom dance teacher and a certified massage therapist. You guessed wrong this time.
Blair Wood of Flagstaff, Arizona, his 1960 Chevy Apache, which you can't buy for love nor money. Flagstaff, as you know, is up above 5,000 feet. And from there, mostly it was a downhill cruise to Los Angeles. Had a good time getting here, and that is our road trip series.
Noah Adams and How Many Miles You Got On That Thing. Thanks for doing that. Maybe we'll go on the road again.
You're welcome.